The Cato Institute recently held a conference in Washington, D.C. on ending the global drug war. Reason TV spoke with a number of the featured speakers, which included former drug warriors, politicians, intellectuals, and journalists from across the political spectrum.
My Damascus moment, if you will, was when a very good friend of mine, who was an undercover narcotics agent, was brutally murdered on the streets here in Washington, D.C.
My personal experiences are enforcing the drug laws, then becoming a coroner, where my role changed from enforcement to prevention, to keep people alive. And so I watched as it escalated up into the 90s.
Because I am a Colombian, and I have seen everything about it. The added value of drugs is produced by prohibition. And with that added value, you can corrupt everything. And you stimulate a level of violence and cruelty even, unknown to this day.
Oh, it's horrendous. It has created an enormous organized crime network throughout the region that is much more powerful than any of the frail young democracies.
And most of these countries have very weak institutions, such as in Mexico and Central America. You have corrupt courts, corrupt police forces, and the war on drugs is aggravating these weak institutions.
If you make pressure here, it goes there. Meanwhile, the demand continues to be the same.
And it's not fair that Latin Americans have to bear the burden in order to prevent Americans from consuming a substance that they want.
There's actually a great deal of resentment toward the United States, in part because it's the United States that really applies pressure to prevent other approaches from being taken. They insist that everything remain criminalized. There are treaties that they insist upon enforcing with respect to smaller countries that bar them from experimenting with different approaches.
You know, because he's a man of the left, I think he has more of a burden to show that he does not embrace the drug culture. That's why I think that if we're going to have change in the marijuana laws, it's going to have to come from the right in the same way that, you know, Nixon went to China.
So here's a guy who probably got the votes of 95% of all weed smokers in the country. I mean, I'm against it. I guess my straightforward answer is, of course I'm against it, but it is ironic in a way that pleases me.
I'm not a big proponent of decriminalization. I think that in order to reduce the violence, we need to make the growth, manufacture, and distribution legitimate as well as the usage.
Everybody wants to call it legalization. I say simply controlling it, much as we control alcohol and tobacco. In British Columbia, it's estimated that it's an $8 billion a year business. That's in one province. If I control that, I get $2 billion in taxes, which I could then put to health care.
There are seven amazing members of the United States Congress right now who have created a piece of legislation. I think it's called the Repeal Marijuana Prohibition Act of 2011. I don't think there is a newspaper or a magazine in the United States that has endorsed what seven members of Congress have endorsed.
I haven't heard from any drug warrior or any person who believes in prohibition a very convincing argument about how do they intend to win the war on drugs. Was it like to eradicate completely drug consumption? That's never happened in history.
I think there's absolutely zero chance that it can be won. I agree with the Global Commission on Drugs, which concluded that the global war on drugs has failed. And I found that formulation interesting because it doesn't say it is failing or is likely to fail, but has failed.
Human beings do drugs since ancient days.
I'm 63. I grew up in the 60s. You know, it's been going on since then. I mean, if it was a gateway drug, virtually everybody I know would be a junkie.
Relax, take it easy, tolerate. I mean, you just can never win it, and you're causing a lot of heartbreak, you're causing a lot of agony. After the war on drugs, everything has hit the fan.
Start by taking marijuana off Schedule 1. That's just stupid.
You must direct the administrator of the DEA to sit down with the states that have medical marijuana laws in order to
change the regulations regarding medical marijuana so state laws can be rationalized.
I think that the war on drugs is so glaringly stupid and counterproductive that I don't believe that people in policymaking positions are unaware of it. I think they just lack political courage to argue against it.
I don't think that constructive change on this issue will come from Washington. You know, Washington has never leads on anything that's important. I think it generally happens from civil society and from the grassroots and from the local areas.
Look at the other drugs and figure out a way to phase in a legalization and regulatory model that causes less harm, death, and destruction than prohibition.
You can point to other parts of the world now where there are liberalized policies and none of these parade of horribles that we've been told forever will happen are actually happening. It's a huge waste of money, a huge waste of humanity to imprison people by the hundreds of thousands in exchange for almost no benefit, and that it's this policy of prohibition that's causing the violence and empowering the cartels.